were discussing about how to implement the resolution that we made previous meeting. Like what we resolved to have autoweigh pits at our local clinics as a means of saving money and having incinerators. And number two, we are discussing about Nyatsime project so that we move forward. It has been tagged for a long time now.
We also understand that residents are planning to reject prepaid meters that council has bought from China. Are you going to discuss this and how best are you going to handle this issue?
The problem we are facing is council right now. We are discussing it. Yes, we inherited the resolution that was made by the previous council. As you might be aware, we are a new council. We entered into council. We voted into council on July 31st this year. We are just having a meeting where we are looking at the merits and demerits of having prepaid meters. We will be going back to the residents and discuss with them. We are not going to impose. The way we are going to implement is we are going to have a discussion with our resident associations are going to be involved, and we want to have a situation where we will have a win-win situation.
Residents are also complaining that council is prioritizing prepaid water meters instead of paying workers who have gone for months without pay. What's your comment to this?
It's very, very true that our country workers have gone for 9 months now or 7 months now without their salaries paid. But the idea of having prepaid is to try and harness rates from our residents. It's a way of trying to raise money so as to boost our coffers as council so that we can pay our workers. For example, the prepaid meters that you are talking about has got an advantage of saying you pay. It's money that you have to pay in the, so that you can have more water. Unlike a situation where we are giving residents water and they are failing to pay, so they have to pay first for the service that they will be rendered to the council after paying. So it's a way of trying to raise money.